is to have to go into the waiting room, look round, see who was there, and then when all those patients had gone in, it was your turn next. And I certainly remember, certainly my, as a child, my anxieties of would I remember who was next, would I remember who was before me, and things like that. I remember very clearly as a young patient, a funny memory sticks with me, the loud ticking of the clock in the waiting room. And no matter how full the waiting room was, it was people sat in silence. You'd hear very loud ticking, clock ticking. But there probably were magazines, but it was quite very quiet, a bit like the old libraries, the atmosphere, the waiting room. Then going into the consulting room, and the doctor being a very maternalistic type of figure, sitting behind her big desk, unlike nowadays the way we sit in this consulting room across the corner or edge, very much the bank manager's style of consultation, with her starched white coat. And in truth, I suppose, whether consciously or subconsciously, it was probably some sort of considerable influence on me and why I actually became a GP. But I don't know if that's true, consciously or subconsciously. But there must have been some aspect of that. I remember as a child having immunizations. I remember in the treatment room, she had the old glass syringes with the reusable needles and the sterilization dish. I remember going into the treatment room and having an abscess lanced on my finger. And curiously, I do remember from my infancy going into the large room at the back that's now used as a meeting room in John Scott's, where they used to hold what we call baby clinics or child welfare clinics, and being weighed and measured. And nowadays when I go there for meetings, I quite like reminding people that I was weighed in this room as a baby, was an infant standing on the scales. So that was John Scott. I remember going to reception, picking up prescriptions for my mother, and the old reception desk that was the front. The revolving doors were great fun. It was the only building I knew, certainly as a child, with revolving doors, and we used to enjoy going round and round them. Oh, the other place was the Woodbydown Library, I think, had a revolving door. That was great fun for the kids to play with and pretend to hide and disappear into. That was good. I remember the long corridors. There was a department there, a mysterious department called Child Guidance, where certain of my contemporaries used to go occasionally. We now call it Child and Adolescent Psychiatry. But they were based at Child Guidance, and it was sort of mysterious. People had to leave school early for Child Guidance, whatever that meant. I think there also used to be like a little coffee shop upstairs or a tea room, where they served orange juice. I remember they can even recall or conjure up the taste of that orange juice. Well, the other thing is in the post-war years, just after rationing had stopped, we used to get to what they called welfare milk or national dried milk and orange juice to give us our vitamin C. I remember foul tasting stuff. But I certainly remember going, you had to go to the health centre to pick them up.